With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The Tilted Landshark on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IPVanish. IPVanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Welcome, everybody, to the Tilted Landshark Podcast, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. What do? We talk AUDL. I'm one of your hosts, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oaklawn, and I got with me Zach Footskin Fish Avello joining me this week. How's it going, Zach?
I'm all right. More to come on that, by the way, guys. Don't let that throw you away from the pod.
We're going to get deep in the weeds with this one. Yeah.
We're in for a good one. Our regular season's over, and we got quite a special guest joining us for our final regular season review. 4-year vet from Philadelphia, James Pollard, who's actually calling in from Wildwood in New Jersey. So thanks for taking the time from that, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Let's go ahead. Let's talk about the win over Ottawa. I mean, big game for you. You finished with 5 assists and a goal. You had the playoff spot pretty much locked up. So what was the mindset going into that final regular season game against the best mustaches in the league?
Really, like, we were pretty confident. Like, we knew we had to take them seriously, but, like, they did have that game against DC the night before. So we knew their legs wouldn't be there. Just wanted to play our game. And then it was the last time we were going to play before DC. So it was like our last time to get reps in, to get that competition in. So it was like making sure everything's nice and crisp and taking care of business so we could have a nice warm-up before our DC game, basically.
Yeah, so you guys are going in to play DC. Y'all have played them twice so far this year. 2-1-goal losses. We don't want to bring up any bad memories, but we've talked on the show, called you guys the unluckiest team in the AEDL. I think 5 of your losses came by a combined 6 goals, includes a 2-goal loss to Union New York, 2 1-goal losses to DC. How have you guys been able, week in and week out, recover from those kind of losses? They're pretty tough to get over, aren't they?
They're tough. I think it helped with the start of the season. Our coach, Roger, was not results-based, but just, like, learning-based and just, like, all right, we lost the first one. It was tight. We can learn from it. We can grow. And that's really what you've seen. Like, we've just gotten better and better each week, each game. We've made adjustments, and that was really the thing. It wasn't like, all right, we got to get this win. We got to get X amount of wins. It was just like, all right, we got this win, or we had this tight game, so we can learn from it and then make sure we're growing to the next one, and then the results will eventually work in our favor.
So with you guys actually making the playoffs, getting locked in this year, what's the energy in Philly like for making the playoffs? Because I know when it comes to the sports hierarchy in Philadelphia, it's the Phoenix that followed by the Eagles, followed by the 76ers, and then whoever else, you know. You guys, to me, are at the top of the table.
The energy's high. We're nice to be able to secure it early with that win in Toronto, so we didn't have to, like, that would have been a tough stretch to have to come back and win one of these last three to get in. So it was nice to have that one early to kind of be able to have those last two games to, like, work on things and not have to necessarily worry about needing to win. But no, we're excited to be in the playoffs for the first time. The city's excited. We actually have a party bus going down to take fans from Philly down to DC.
There you go.
Oh, I want to fly in, just get on that bus right there.
Yeah.
I know Philly sports fans are a unique breed of sports fans. I can tell you that much. So a party bus going down the road to DC could be a damn good time.
Tweet at Meek Mill. I swear, like, if we're gonna have a party bus, I feel like we have to have Meek Mill aboard it. Yeah.
And so was that,
yeah. I mean, yeah. Philly sports fans, they're crazy. They're crazy. They give us good energy, though. We love them.
Good.
They'll cheer us on strong. They'll boo the opponents. They'll boo the refs.
So with the you got your party bus going down to DC. You got the squad going down to DC. For the team, you guys have 2 weeks to prepare for a playoff spot. What's the mindset now going up against DC after two close losses to them this year? Are you guys doing anything different going into this playoff weekend?
Not different. We've got some things we know we're working on. The D-line guys are hopping on a call tonight to figure out what their matchups are going to be. Might tweak some matchups around. Just like I said, just progress, just learning from it, just gonna see what we can do. I mean, we're right there in those games, and at this point now, it doesn't matter how many we win by or lose by. We just gotta get that win. So it's not like there could be a point diff situation. Now it's just a win or loss. That's all that matters at this point.
Now let's talk about your personal performance this year, because I mean, the leap that you've been able to make this year versus last year is notable. I mean, I think it was UltiWorld had you as, you know, one of their most improved players in the league, plus minus going from 22 to 64, assists from 13 to 40, goals from 9 to 37. I mean, what do you attribute that gigantic leap in production to?
There's a couple things. Switching from D-line mainly last year to O-line this year. When Roger came in, he told me, he's like, yo, I want you playing O-line this year. He wanted to help alleviate Greg Martin's goals and not just have to force it to him, because he had like 51 last year. Mm-hmm. And then our next highest was like the 20s, which was Mott. So he wanted to help alleviate some of that pressure from him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like just playing in system, like, and you just been working. I mean, I go work out all the time. I'm throwing a lot, and it was just a lot. The system, that biggest one was just that switch playing O-line this year, and then just them having the confidence in me to do what they know I can do.
Nice. Okay, so let me ask you this real quick. As a personal reference, do you prefer D-line or do you prefer O-line?
Oh, man,
that's tough.
AUDL, I might say O-line. Club, I think still D-line.
You're playing a Phantom this club year, right? Out of Philadelphia? Yeah. You're on their O-line right now?
Yes.
Okay. My younger years, I went from D-line, and then I started playing offense once I started playing more. Man, I cannot go back. I am one of the worst defenders. Yeah, it's so lazy on the other end. It's so bad.
I remember one summer I ran my ass off and like got in the best shape of my life to play D line. And I think that lasted like 3 points that tournament before they sent my ass back to the O line.
No, the defense on the AUDL field is a pain. It's big. And like, yeah, it's just too big. So kind of like an O line for the AUDL field.
Yeah, I get it. Isolating on a big field against some of the best athletes in the game, which is not an easy task.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. In your career, and we're going to expand this from either AUDL to club or both, I want to know what your greatest moment or greatest game that you've ever played. It could be even an entire tournament if you want it to be.
Greatest game, pro. That's tough. I've really had like, I guess probably that Ottawa game this year where I was just throwing it up to Greg. It was a really fun one. After like he got like one or two, he's like he looked over at like me and Brandon Pastor, and he's like, they don't have anyone like over 6 foot on their D line. We should just be crushing them deep all game. And it just so happened that like we were getting like the one-on-one coverage, you know, this like I train with him all the time, so I know where he can catch it. It was just putting it up high so he could go up and make a play every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm the little guy that everyone just would have skied on that D line. That's just, you know, you got a teammate who I always notice as playing a lot bigger than he actually is, that, you know, he's like 5'8", but he plays like 6'2". I'm 5'8", but I played like I was like 5'8 and a half, 5'9". So I kind of feel his vibe a little bit, you know? So outside of, you know, either within Ultimate, outside of Ultimate, do you have any athletes that you really feel like you've modeled your game after? Is there anybody like from like football, basketball, or anything like that you feel like you've taken something from, or either people that you've played against that you feel like you've taken a little bit from?
Ultimate players, big one, especially early on, was like Marques Brownlee, because he's mm-hmm. very similar body type, tall, lanky, D-line, was also a puller. And like that's a big thing, like he's really good at using his like length on his throws and stepping out, so like definitely watched him a lot. And then just other athletes, just all the main ones, like Michael, LeBron, Tiger Woods, obviously. Yeah, those are probably the main ones.
And is it that mindset that like that those guys all seem to have of just being, you know, in their mind, they are the most competitive people out there possible. And, you know, if you have to be that competitive, be that successful.
Oh yeah. Especially as like a D-line player, like you have to go into every matchup knowing you can win it no matter who it was. So like my rookie season being like a D2 tall guy, like I'd be out there facing Ben Yacht, like as a rookie, and it's like I can't, yeah, I have nowhere to go, so I gotta know I can win the matchup, like I know what I'm good at, until right. he proves it against me that he can sky me or is faster than me, I'm gonna play my style and then make adjustments down the road. So when I nice. Get on the line, now I know, I'm like, all right, no one out here can guard me, and then just see, go from huge. There
see, that's the difference between my career and yours. My first matchup was Matt Smith. Oh. And now I just stopped playing. I have a podcast, and now you're the guest star. Just keep playing your game, and now you're being interviewed for the podcast. That's the big difference right there. Do you have any other sports background besides Ultimate? I mean, it's rare that you have someone who just, like, grew up and played Ultimate, right?
No, anything I was – No, I actually was a tennis player. I started playing competitively in middle school. Okay. I went to college on a partial scholarship for tennis at Philadelphia University, and initially joined the Ultimate team to stay in shape for that, and then fell in love with it. So I was a high level tennis player, and then obviously played like basketball, baseball, and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and golf.
This is our first tennis player crossover that we've got. So yeah, that's cool. I'm glad. Like we're getting bored with the answers because it's usually like, yeah, I played soccer and I ran cross country. It seems to be everybody's answer, but I'll take tennis. Yeah, absolutely.
Were you able to take anything from tennis into Ultimate?
Oh, all of it. The throwing mechanics are very similar to hitting a forehand and backhand, especially the weight transfer. The conditioning, I think, is one underrated factor, because you're playing a point, then once the point ends, you have like 20 to 30 seconds before the next ball is served, so like you're going quick short burst, and then you gotta be able to recover quick and then do it all over again for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then obviously the footwork and agility.
I literally never thought about that, but yes, there are so many similarities between, because it's just, I mean, essentially it's just like, you know, balls to their side, get ready to cut balls back to their side, cut. Yeah, that's – wow, I never thought about that.
James, you know who Player Pierce is?
Yeah.
Played Atlanta? Yeah, so he was around when I first started actually playing high level. He was a Chattanooga guy. And he actually taught me flicks because I always locked that elbow up. It's like, you ever watch tennis? Like, I watched a lot of tennis. Like, that forehand, loosen up that elbow, it's almost the same mechanics. Like, I'm glad I have someone like you actually back that up because I try to tell people that and they look at me. And it's like, just keep that arm loose. So that's pretty awesome to actually hear that.
Yeah, no, I used to have to hold the disc like vertically straight down because I used to turn over so much on my on my forehands.
Sweet. So you have an extra role outside of just playing for the AADL. You're also a player ambassador and you're part of the inclusion initiative for the AADL. Do you want to expand on that? Give us a little insight on what that is.
Yeah, so the player ambassadors is just like each team's got like 2 to 3. And it's basically just like the quick communication between the league and the team. So like any like the surveys or anything that the league's trying to set up for all the players, like run, they send it to us and they're like, yo, can you just let your teammates know? They should expect an email from Matt Smith in like a day about this. They send us some stuff, like any sponsorships, they'll send it to us to, we'll do videos and stuff. Like, so like Lasso socks, the gear, they sent us socks and like do product videos, stuff like that. Greatest sent us all backpacks. They sent us their like 18-liter roll on the top. Oh. That's got video ambassador on the bottom. So that was cool. Surprise gift.
That's pretty awesome.
That's really what the ambassadorship is, just quick communication between the league and the players, and then just we're the active people that really want to see what the league's doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then with the inclusion initiative, because one of the Phoenix co-owners, Christina Chung, helped set it up and started it. She's one of the co-chairs right now. So she asked me if I wanted to be on it when they started it. I told her yes. And we're doing a lot. We're about to set up a player fund. So like college teams or person can like request money. Basically it's like a scholarship type of thing for like discs, or if it's like to fly to a tournament, and we'll have like various levels that people can request for. Really just focusing on trying to grow the sport in like different communities, but while also like trying to highlight the players that of color that are already in the pro sport, pro league already. Mm-hmm. So trying to do both.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So, last question for you. Let's have some fun here.
All right.
What rule change do you want to see in the AUDL? I would like to see points for good heckles, personally.
Points for good heckles. How would that one work, though?
You would have three judges. It'd be like a dunk contest a little bit, except you'd probably have a Russian judge who didn't like anything. Would always give it a one, but three judges. Ooh, that's right. His mom does suck. You are correct.
the one that goes around a lot is the 2-point line. I don't know about that one. Could be interesting. Shot clock could be a interesting one. Like, because right now, you may not want all the buzzer beaters all the time, but like make it like 45 seconds or something per possession. That could be interesting.
Yeah. Can't imagine all these teams that play zone all of a sudden. Just so you got to only move it to half field in 45 seconds.
Yeah.
You call for more buzzer beaters that way. That'd be a lot more exciting too.
Yeah. I've heard – I just heard this one. Someone like doing like a backcourt line. Like once you cross like the 50, you can't like – dump it backwards anymore or like go past the 50. I was like, that would be interesting.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up all the questions that we had for James Pollard of the Philadelphia Phoenix. Thanks a lot for coming by. And like I said, you're one of our favorite players to watch. So really appreciate you taking the time to join us and, giving us a high quality interview too. We've had other bums on Just nothing. It's like talking to a brick wall, not with James Pollard.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate the kind words, and thank you for having me.
Of course, thanks.
And good luck. Good luck against DC. I know you guys are chomping at the bit to get another chance at them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We are going to get a quick word in from our sponsors here on the Tilted Landshark Podcast, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We will be right back. Thinking of joining WynnBET? Now is the perfect time. Customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. If you're betting baseball, you have to check out WynnBET. Their reduced juice in baseball games makes them the best place to bet the MLB. Plus, WynnBET Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Welcome back to the Tilted Landshark Podcast, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. All right, week 14 is in the books. We are on to the playoffs after we've got a little week off, a little respite to get everybody's legs back from under them so we get some high-quality ultimate. So without any further ado, let's take a look back, see how we did week 14. Starting in the East, we had Ottawa versus DC. DC handled biz, man. They get the seven-point dub, 24-17. Game goes under. And the 5.5 easily covered here.
Yeah, 5.5 covered by DC. I think we're on opposite sides of that and opposite sides of the total. So we both went 1-1, which is, you know, we lose money there. Ottawa was kind of with them. They stopped scoring in the second half. They only had like 6 goals. DC, 11 blocks, 12 turnovers. It's always good to see that blocks and turnovers around the same. So that shows good for the winning team. And yeah, so we talked to James. We talked about how they got to get ready for DC. DC's defense is on a tear right now. James and company on that offensive line have quite a challenge ahead of them. DC has recorded 13 to 14 blocks per game in the last 4 games, which is a crazy amount. They're going to go against some tougher talent here in a couple of weeks, but that DC defense is what I expected them to be in the beginning of the season. They're actually starting to pick it up now. And, looking very good.
All right, so the second half of this, we had Ottawa on the second half. They're back-to-back. They had to deal with our guest today, Mr. James Pollard, where things were pretty well shut down. Philadelphia gets the dub, 25-19. They cover that 4.5-point spread, and the game goes over this time. I'm going to tell you, this week, I sent a message to Zach on Saturday night, and I was like, I don't think I got anything right this weekend, but apparently I got the Philly minus 4.5 right. That was about it. There wasn't a whole lot of bright spots for me.
You'd be shocked. Actually, I went through and tallied it all. You went 5-2 on totals this past weekend.
Well, I mean, I'm totals Jesus. I mean, we've talked about totals before. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. This past week I went 7-4 on the spread, and then you went 5-2 on totals. You know, do a little mix and match, a la carte, pick what you want. You got some winners on your hands.
We divide and conquer. That's what we do.
That's what we do. We'll have to focus on what we're good at here. But we talked to James. We talked about his game. But along with that, Sean Mott, 7 assists. Greg Martin, 6 goals. Easy cover for Philly. I think we saw this coming. Ottawa trying to cross the border, thinking they could handle some American teams. But that wasn't the case. So, yeah, that was a pretty easy win for Philly. Never out of the question.
All right, moving to the Central, we had one of our grand marquee games, probably the grandest of them all, just due to the weight of this one. It was Chicago going to Madison to take on the Sadicals. The Sadicals, I'd say, after this game. Chicago was a 3.5-point favorite. They get the dub, 21-15. Hey, I've given Madison a good amount of grief during the season. I'll tell you what, they were balls out this entire game. They played their hearts out. They hung with Chicago about as long as they could, and they were just a little bit overmatched. At the end of the first half, it sure looked like they had a chance. They even had a Callahan to tie it at 11 early in the second half. But Chicago just put them away late, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was – I was following this game. I think we're both on Madison plus 3.5. At least I was. You're on the money line. Which, you know, that wasn't a bad bet. And here's the thing. Chicago in the first half, they were getting their turnovers. I don't think I wrote down how many turnovers Madison had in the first half in this one. But Chicago struggled to convert those breaks. And then the third quarter, they have four breaks. They outscored Madison 6-2. Four of those six came off breaks. I think Chicago kind of woke up a bit. Yeah, it's kind of a disappointing end to Madison's season. They had some hope. They needed this win right here. They knew Indy was in a tough spot going down to Atlanta. And they were with them. That whole first half, they were with them, and it was looking good. And, yeah, it just kind of fell apart for them towards the end. They turned into that team that we couldn't figure out. That second half hit, they turned into that team that was like, who is even Madison right now? So
Right. So, Chicago, they were on a back-to-back, and they got to have their cupcake for dessert when they took on the Detroit Mechanics. The spread here, this was one that they were late to get up, but Chicago was a 13-point favorite. I'm gonna be honest. I kind of thought that number should have been bigger because they actually covered that 13. They get the win 33-18. Just a nice little, I guess, glorified scrimmage before the playoffs is kind of what it seems like. No offense to the Mechanics, but you know what you are at this point.
So something fun that came out of this game, and we'll talk about Colorado Portland, is that both those teams, I think it was Chicago. So the way the tiebreaker works in the AADL is if you have the same record, it goes into point diff. If you haven't played each other, like Chicago and Colorado, it goes into total point diff. And going into this final set of games, Chicago had a 48 plus minus, Colorado a 47. Chicago playing Detroit, Colorado playing Portland, two of the worst teams in the AADL. So we're like, all right, who can outscore their opponent the most? Chicago wins 33-18, outscores them by 15. And we'll get to the other game in the West. At this point, like, oh, Chicago kind of locked up that two seed. There's no way Colorado's going to outscore Portland by 16, right? But we'll get to that in a couple games.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. All right, moving on in the Central. Last game in the Central of the season, we had Detroit taking on Minnesota. Minnesota was the 8.5-point favorite. Oh, good Lord. That number was way too small because the wind chill got the 19-point dub, 28-9 against Detroit. How much fuck it is in your system if you're a Detroit Mechanic with an X at this point?
Oh, my God. I gotta tell you something. There was a play in yesterday's game between Detroit and Minnesota where it was super, super windy, by the way. The under was a lock, as you saw in the first quarter. It was so windy. It was like 3-1, about to go in the end of the first quarter. Chicago or Minnesota upwind flick that goes short. And so this guy catches it and grades it midfield. Chicken wings are pretty much, I think.
Kind
of overhand chicken wing. Yeah. And then it's still not going to the end zone. So Detroit's like, all right, end of the quarter. Minnesota guy, next guy down the line, jumps, max it into the end zone. Only for Minnesota, not for a clean catch, for Minnesota to get a layout grab in the end zone to go up 4-1 at the end of the first quarter. That is probably the most Detroit thing that happened to Detroit kind of ends their season. And I've read this tweet from Evan Lepler, who's the voice of the AADL, kind of like the most morbid tweet ever. And here it is. Well, that's 62 in a row for Detroit Mechanics, 62 losses, as they complete their fourth straight winless season. Likely, their next chance to win, assuming they remain in the league, will be Saturday, April 29th, 2023, when it will be exactly 6 years since their last victory.
That is the Mona Lisa.
How, dude?
Jesus. God,
spoonful of sugar, my man. Somewhere
if they
in that
remain
tweet.
In the league.
If they, oof.
I gotta give it to. We had Coach Najee from Austin on here talk about his top five brands. He threw Detroit in that list, and I believe it. I think if he could still be a team after 4-1 seasons, still remain like an AEDL franchise. Kudos to you. We'll see what happens this offseason, but. Yeah, that's tough. 62 straight losses.
All right. So moving on to the West. I had big, grandiose plans for the Portland Nitro this week. I was a damn fool, I say. A damn fool. Let's start with their first game in that back-to-back. They went to Salt Lake to take on the Shred. Shred were a 7.5-point favorite. I think they got it. Ended up going 32-16. Salt Lake gets the dub. Just Portland nowhere to be seen in this one, pretty much.
Yeah.
There was at one point they were down like 12-13-1, I believe.
It was 10-1 at the end of the first quarter. 10-1 at the end of the first quarter. Portland only gets 5 blocks and turns the disc over 38 times. And we will talk about another team who turned it over more somehow. Chad Jorgensen, 8 assists. Leandro Marks, 5 assists, 7 goals. And we'll talk about his game against Colorado, but Leandro Marks had himself a weekend, which put him up in the milestone category. So we'll talk more about that. But yeah, this Salt Lake, it's a good right spot for them to get their offense rolling again before they have to take on San Diego in a couple weeks.
Yep, neck crack game. So we had Portland taking on Colorado. Colorado was a 7.5-point favorite again. Once again, the team playing against Portland way exceeds expectations. They get the 34-18 dub.
Yeah. We talked about in the Chicago game, there's no way Colorado could win by 16 or more points. What do? They win by 16 points. Now, I'm going through, should have done this pre-show, but real quick, do they add on the pat the points because they knew they had to get that for the second seed?
I'm not sure. I didn't get to see much of it.
They were up 34-16. They were up 18 with 1:46 left, and they get broken. So they get 34-17 with 1 left, and their offense gets broken, which kind of puts them at the tiebreaker with Chicago. So that's kind of a bummer way to go out for Colorado there. I don't know how the tiebreaker works for, two teams that never played each other and their point difference the same.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Sure, we'll find out somehow.
Yeah, well, in a few weeks, if one of them makes it to, if both of them make it to Madison.
All right, so continuing on in the West, we had Oakland on their back-to-back heading into L.A. to take on the Aviators. They were a 2.5-point favorite. They get edged out by 1 point. Let's go, Aviators.
That's what a way to close out the season for a team that.
Yeah, a team that I liked who didn't really pan out, but you know what? They still got their their handful of good dubs this year, including one against a team that who I think is going to be something next year, the Oakland Spiders. So.
Yeah,
25-24. They definitely cover the 2.5. Or sorry, Los Angeles definitely covers the 2.5. And then it's a 41.5-point total. No problem there either.
Yeah, the over is something we nailed. It went into overtime. The over hit at, 49? They scored 3-4 goals in overtime, so the over was going to hit regardless. Plus 230 winner for LA, which is our biggest our only dog, I think, to win this week. Yeah, it was just a back and forth game, and some of those points in overtime took quite a bit. I think LA holds, then gets a break, and I mean at that point, late in the overtime, it's kind of hard to come back from that. So Marcel Osborne, your guy, who you talked about preseason, 7 goals for the LA Aviators.
It's a big week. Huge. That is a big week. All I gotta say, Marcel, man, just all I gotta say, sir. As soon as I find the clip.
You look good! All right. You look good!
There it is. Could I go back, folks, and edit out that little bumble beforehand? I could, but I'm not going to, because we're here. We show you all the warts. So
this show is raw.
Yes, raw like sushi, baby. All right, moving on. We had Oakland taking on San Diego, and I thought this might be a little upset spot for Oakland. I was terribly wrong. San Diego gets the 24-18 victory. They covered the three, and they are on the over 41.5 points. Listen, Oakland, yeah. It was a good finish to the season for you. You're a good team. I know you went out 0-2, but I expect a whole lot out of you next year.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
And you're going to be a capo, I swear.
Yeah, that's a tough spot for Oakland to end it on a road trip like that down to beautiful Southern California. San Diego gets to cover. They finished 9-3, San Diego, with a plus minus a 17. I think they got blown out once, but man, too many close wins. They're like the opposite of Philadelphia, pretty much. But Travis Dunn, who's been going off for San Diego these last few weeks, 7 assists, 3 goals. Oakland kind of kept pace with them in the second half. They would have, you know, just only counted the second half. It's a tie game going to overtime. But, yeah, tough spot to be on the road like that to end the season.
All right, now we head to the South. This is like the first domino kind of game when we had Tampa Bay taking on Austin. If Austin handles business, then they are in the playoffs, and the Indianapolis and Atlanta game doesn't mean quite as much. And also the Chicago-Madison game doesn't really have as much impact on Indy, and there's all sorts of things. I've talked to myself in circles, so let's just go ahead and talk about the game we were actually talking about, which was Tampa Bay and Austin. Hell, I told you I had a little conversation with who I'm gonna start calling Soul Brother Number One, Coach Steve Nagy, who said that they are laser focused on playing every single point in this game. And apparently he was not bullshitting, because they got the big dub against Tampa Bay, 32-10.
Yeah, and they got, what is it, 20? Man, I lost it. Right here, 20 blocks from Austin Soul, which is tied most in the season for any team. 43 turnovers from Tampa Bay, which is tied most for any team this year. 22 breaks from Austin. So, yeah, they just had their way, I think. Tampa was not ready for this. I was really considering Tampa plus 8.5 just as like a Austin can't get up spot. But man, was I wrong. And man, am I glad I listened to you flipping my mind on that.
Yeah, that's right, man. It's what I do. It is what I do.
That's what I do.
Now we have basically, which has turned into like a consolation game, just a really good high-powered scrimmage, Indianapolis and Atlanta. Atlanta essentially eliminated the night before by Austin whenever they get the big victory against Tampa Bay. So they're just playing for pride, and sometimes pride is all you need, because they get the 23-21 victory over the Alley Cats.
Yeah, and Alley Cats get the 3.5 goal cover.
Yep.
If anyone bet the Alley Cat, the line showed up Saturday morning, which is kind of stupid. I don't like that. I don't know what they're probably waiting for the result of the Austin Tampa game.
Sure, sure.
Just in case, maybe. I don't think it changed much. I'm sure if Madison would have beat Chicago and Austin would have lost, then line probably would not have changed at all. But that being said, yeah, it was a good game. I think early Indy struggled to get points on the board. They made it a game. Austin Taylor with 5 assists. You know, our friend Fletcher, who was on the show last week, got himself a goal and got himself a block. So he was able to do a little, stat padding there against his old team. But yeah, Indy, even with the loss, have to get ready here in a couple weeks to take on Minnesota. Atlanta, one of their key defensive players, all-time block leader Kelvin Williams, announced his retirement from the AEDL. People actually do that in a semi-professional league. Still a really cool moment. I got to play. He was my captain when I played on Hustle. Great guy. So shout out to Kelvin. Awesome career. Good for you. Stinks you're not going out in the playoff season, but you're going out on a dub, which is, you know, the second best thing, I think.
Yeah. There we go. They just need more teams in the South. What they need to do is they need to move the mechanics to Little Rock, and then we have another team in the South.
Little Rock, sure. I was actually thinking about this. I was going to tell Flesh this. I think Birmingham will be a great city to have an AUDL team.
Hey, they show that they can support the entire USFL this year, so
yeah,
why not?
And right? The World Games. They've got some good Ultimate, Huntsville, Birmingham, Mississippi, Louisiana. Yeah. I think Birmingham needs to get a team. Commissioner Steve Hall, if you're listening.
Or Little Rock. Just throwing that out there. Okay, hey, moving on.
Give it to Little Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, we got an entire stadium that needs to be used. All right, so we've got Tampa Bay and Dallas to end it in the South here. Dallas, the Legions, they get their 24-18 dub and cover the 1.5-point spread against Tampa Bay. I believe I was on Tampa Bay on the money line here, which was dumb, apparently. So, Zach, how'd this game play out?
Yeah, I've been oddly high on Dallas these last few weeks. I think ever since I watched them in that Atlanta game. But they get the cover. I think I was on Dallas minus 1.5, Kevin Richardson with 4 assists. So here's my hot take after what happened towards the end of the season. I would put Dallas in a tier with all the Canadian teams. I think Tampa, Detroit, and Portland are the worst teams in the AUDL. I think Dallas is a sub-tier just above that with Ottawa and Montreal. Maybe Toronto. Toronto, Montreal, maybe a little above that. But I think Dallas is better than those three teams. I think they're not one of the bottom three teams.
I don't know what to think. I'm not sure if Portland fits there, but at the same time, I don't know. It's like they were really strong and healthy at the beginning of the season, and then they all got like a fucking tapeworm and got just like emaciated. And you know,
no idea what happened. Hopefully, a cameraman was following that team around. We got a documentary out of it.
Yeah,
you know, the big what if. Also, I forgot to mention this: Landry Marks, 50 goals, 50 assists, only the 6th player in AUDL history to do that. Forgot to bring that up.
There were some really great tweets of, you know, the shades are off for Leandro Marks coming through this weekend that I also appreciated quite a bit. That is it. That wraps up week 14. We've got a little week layoff before we hit the playoffs next week. But as is tradition, Zach and I are going to power rank some shit. But we're going to hit a quick break before we do that. We'll be right back with more Tilted Landshark brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right, without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. I'm talking your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and that's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. Do you ever get tired going from site to site, from book to book, chasing down the best odds or chasing down the best promos? Well, you can stop doing that. Why? Because of Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbook to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. Listen, they got all sorts of cool features. You got handicapping, play-by-play updates, live score, player statistics, key game statistics, projected game day weather, all the information you could possibly need. So, go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, it's the number one site for all your game day bets. Welcome, everybody, back to the Tilted Landshark Podcast, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. God, 14 weeks. We just did the damn thing. All 14 weeks. I can't wait to just put out banger podcasts for the playoffs and into the offseason, because we ain't stopping when the season wraps up. We'll have more things to talk about. Year round.
You're stuck with us, guys. Congrats.
That's right. So we are going
to win the Mega Millions, but you got a free podcast from us.
Or the Mega Billion. That's Jesus Christ. I can't believe that thing got so big. So Zach had a good idea on the fly, which was top three hype songs to get you fired up to do anything in life. Essentially, it could be play Ultimate, which I used to have my own Ultimate hype mix back in the day. But you know, these are just my life hype songs. So,
yeah,
Zach, since you came up with the idea, what's your number three?
Yeah, before I do this, I have to disclose something. Life hype is a good idea. Something I like bob my head and get some energy to. This is what I wrote down. But typically when I play Ultimate, it's never hype music, but it's focus music. And call me a weirdo, I could fuck with some jazz music before I go out and play Ultimate. Don't know how I do it. It's like a focusing thing. I do that when I work out too. Keeps me zoned in.
As someone who enjoyed mushrooms before playing Ultimate, I can understand it because, you know, it doesn't have any bounds. It's a real, you know, it's a four-dimensional music for a four-dimensional sport, you know? You know what I'm saying?
There it is. But as for music that can get us going through a brick wall, I think we have different genres in mind here. So for my number three,
I'll say you have no fucking clue what I'm coming at you with, sir.
Probably not. I've told you about this idea and you're like, you're ready to drop some surprises on this. So for my number three, Tie Your Mother Down by Queen. If you listen to the album version of this song, it's kind of like a slow, like guitar solo. And then it just blasts into this guitar riff, add in the drums. Before you know, your whole body is shaking to the music. And Freddie Mercury singing that he wants to tie your mother down. I mean, come on. It's like, Freddie, it's you, Freddie. Go for it.
In hindsight, he really meant he wanted to tie your dad down when we think about it. But hey, man, teach their own. We don't care. We don't judge.
He was a natural marketer. He was going for a wider range of audience.
That's right. That's right. There is nothing wrong with it. Let's go.
No.
I'm actually kind of surprised you said something like that, because this one actually kind of maybe falls into the same sort of territory. My number three, Tusk by Fleetwood Mac.
Ooh.
Boom. Oh, man, that shit gets me hype. Starts off all slow with the drum. Boom. You see, I can't drum, but yeah, you know, and then, man, when the horns hit from the USC marching band, yes. Plus, the Arkansas band plays it too, which gets me always fired up because, you know, we have a big hog named Tusk as our mascot. So, that was my number three.
Don't say that you love me.
Yeah, dude. Give me Tusk all day. I get fired up with Tusk.
All right. My number two, another classic rock song from Rush. Live version, One Little Victory. This song was actually on repeat when I played Pop Warner football. So, you know, back when I was a kid playing football, this song was on repeat. If you guys don't know Rush, one of the greatest drummers.
You don't know Rush, pick up 2112, damn it.
You could pick up so much. But this, yeah, the intro to this song, the live version, you got Neil Peart hitting a triplet on the bass drum, hitting some crash cymbals. The intro drum solo is just phenomenal, and it gets you going.
I can just imagine Pop Warner you with like a rat tail,
dude. Listening to Rush. One of the, I'm a scrawny kid now, but back when I played Pop Warner was by weight division, I was actually like one of the bigger kids. I was playing linebacker and tight end.
Oh Jesus,
which
really?
Is wow. Hard to think about.
Yeah, a little bit surprising. I like it. Rush. Everyone loves Rush. This one is probably more. You know, more predictable from my standpoint, which is it's the Re-Up Gang. It's the Re-Up Gang intro from Volume 4, We Got It For Cheap, where it's just, I don't know, it's got Pusha T talking at the beginning of it. It's like, you know, this is for my people out there who know in their heart of hearts that they got more money than everybody else in the fucking city. The Lions' cages have been open. Yes. Yes, sir. That gets me fired up. That gets me ready to go. And then it goes straight into $1 million corner. Oh, hell yes. Oh, hell yes. Oh, hell yes.
Dude, you're about to go right now, aren't you?
Oh, God. Lord. Jesus. I'm going to use my ingrown toenail toe to just kick a hole in the wall to exit this room afterwards, just thinking about the Re-Up Gang intro from We Got It From Cheap, Volume 4.
We never told the audience about this whole foot thing, but whatever. Next episode. Number one, right? What are the rules on playing music on our podcast?
Probably don't do it.
Damn it.
We don't want to get pulled out for copyright.
Yeah. So. Okay. Number one, the Top Gun theme song. Not Danger Zone, but the intro. Everyone, when all the jets are taken off in the aircraft carrier.
Oh, yeah.
And the guitar, it's a slow 80s drum beat, and the guitar
it was the stupidest shit. We had our training camp for Tenasi,
and Saturday night we went to go watch Maverick as a team. God, I love that movie. So the next morning, one of our teammates comes in with a speaker and starts playing that song as we're all cleaning up and throwing and stuff. I shit you not, I got chills. I literally got chills while that was playing. Like, oh no, this song is going up as a hype song.
All right, my number one cannot be defeated strategically. My number one, Rich Girl by Hall & Oates.
Oh, yes.
Rich Girl is a double-edged sword. You know why?
If you beat
the guy whose hype song is Rich Girl, you just beat the guy whose hype song is Rich Girl. However, if you get beaten by the guy whose hype song is Rich Girl, you got beat by the guy whose hype song is Rich Girl, son. What? Yes. And plus, I don't know. Yeah, there's a part. We're both
bobbing our head for those who can't see.
It's a bitch,
we're
girl.
We're playing it right now.
It is a bitch, girl. Yes. Rich Girl, Hall & Oates. I used to play with a kickball team named Ball & Oates. We would pump Rich Girl.
Also, real quick.
Number one in your heart, Rich Girl.
All my Tenasi guys who are listening, thank God I'm a country boy is an honorary mention as a hype song.
If you
want to throw an honorary mention, throw it in there. But I'm going to just put you into this context. Picture you're in a tournament not in the South, and you're playing against this team out of Tenasi, and they all roll in playing John Denver's Thank God I'm a Country Boy. And then you just get your ass kicked the following game. I mean, that's pretty freaking awesome. So that's an honorary mention.
So it's an honorary mention that probably no one's ever heard of. It's a song called Guillotine by Buddy.
Yeah, no, that's over my head.
You know, you'll have to look it up. It's a good one. You know, pull up in a limousine looking like a guillotine. Yeah. So sharp, it'll just cut your head off, son.
I'm going to have to look that up. Listen to that one on my way to work tomorrow.
That's right. While he's pulling it up, I will go ahead. I'll start saying goodbye. That was our power rankings, our top three hype songs. Some of you are probably very confused after hearing that. Got a lot of questions of people. That's okay.
Thanks for sticking around.
Thanks for sticking around. Yeah. That is it for us on the Tilted Landshark podcast. Big thanks again to James Pollard for joining us. Good luck to him in his matchup against DC. Zach, you got any parting words?
Follow me on Twitter. I don't need friends. Fuck, I got enough friends. I want followers, though. I need a brand. So, yeah, follow me on Twitter. Z_Avello. Have some fun. Shoot the shit.
You give the man one opportunity to say hammer or you're nothing, and he misses it. We're out, folks.
Whoops.
We'll talk to Zach. We'll talk about Zach about finding, getting in the right spot here, but damn it, it's done. We're out. See you later.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.